You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is 2017, and it's time to look ahead to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training, and then, of course, the regular season lurking not far behind. Let's talk about the Dodgers with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Sweater. Ken, it's really, you know, we do these podcasts, and there's always something that could happen with the Dodgers. So realizing that things could get outdated very quickly, because I know the Brian Dozier talks, you know, and rumors are still out there. The Dodgers have obviously been linked to him maybe more than any other team. And it appears that they're just going to have to maybe agree on some prospects. And Jose De Leon, it's kind of understood he would be in that package. Is that correct?
Well, that's based on the rumors, yeah. I mean, nobody's confirmed anything, but that sure is the way it looks, right?
Yeah, and I think that, of course, prospects are always hard to part with, but it would be who else goes along with that, and Cody Bellinger. And I guess my point is the Dodgers also, like, let's say this trade does not happen. De Leon and Bellinger kind of seem like the next guys that would have a chance to really work their way into onto the Dodgers' major league roster. Bellinger seems like a really exciting player, just with big power, left-handed hitter. So I wouldn't be surprised if they hung on to him and insisted on hanging on to him. He seems to have a big upside.
Yeah, it seems like he's as close to untouchable as any of their minor league players are right now. You know, they have depth at starting pitching and young starting pitching, and I think that's why if they were to trade De Leon, that wouldn't be a surprise. But, you know, as far as a young power hitter coming up who could play the outfield or first base, they don't have depth there. So I can't imagine that they'd be willing to trade Cody Bellinger, who's their number one prospect right now, for a two-year rental, basically, at second base, as much as they would like to have Brian Dozier. And I think if they're offering De Leon, they're showing that they would like to have Dozier, but, you know, there's a difference between De Leon in their mind and Cody Bellinger.
Absolutely. And I was looking at some of the headlines on some of the things that you've written and sort of previewing, you know, some things that we need to look out for as we approach spring training, and just some 5 points about the Dodgers. And really, Yasiel Puig, it's interesting because they kind of need him. As far as a hitter that can really hit left-handed pitching well, he's really one of the few in that lineup. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a platoon situation with him and they ended up hanging on to him and really needed him to be, you know, cog in that offense.
Well, it depends on which Puig you're talking about. You know,
right.
If you're talking about the rookie Puig from 3 or 4 years ago, yeah. But if you're talking about the one for the last 2 years, then he really has become a platoon player. So, you know, it's one of these unusual situations where a guy shows up and he's a sensation, and then each year he kind of regresses. You like to see progress, not regression. And, you know, unfortunately, he has gone backwards, you know, even to the point where last year he got demoted to AAA. And he finished the year in the big leagues, in the playoffs, but as a platoon player. And, you know, that's one other area where the Dodgers do have depth, you know, in addition to pitching. They have a lot of pitchers, and they have excess pitching. They also have one or two extra outfielders. So, you know, right now, for him to be an everyday player, he's going to have to earn it. He hasn't done that in the last couple of years.
I found another talking point that you had in there pretty interesting, just can the Dodgers stay healthy? And I find it interesting. I mean, they have, like we talked about and like we've seen, obviously they have a ton of depth. It really got them through the season last year, clearly, to win the division. So, but you wonder how long that can go and how deep they can continue to be and how much injuries. I mean, they weathered a Clayton Kershaw injury, so maybe they can do anything. But it really is, you have to start thinking, like, they cannot continue that trend to be this injured. They have to be healthier if they want to really sustain.
Well, yeah, and that pretty much goes for any team, really. And, you know, they just outmanned everybody last year. You know, they just kept having, because of their depth, they had enough replacements to get through the year, even though they did it kind of unconventionally with a starting rotation that really barely would get them six innings. five sometimes. But they had a deep bullpen, and so they made their way through it, you know, and you could say, well, maybe that's why they can't go any farther. But, you know, they had some freak injuries, and they also had some players that have a history of injuries getting re-injured. So I think this is all part of their desire to get younger. And hopefully when you get younger, you get healthier. It doesn't always work out that way 100%, but I think that's the overall plan.
Right, yeah. And injuries of that number for another team would most of the time derail, like, just your average major league team. But, of course, the Dodgers aren't your average major league team. So let's end this with a bold prediction going into spring training. It can be something that makes sense, something that's outlandish, something that might be outdated by day one of spring training, but let's make a bold prediction heading into pitchers and catchers reporting.
Well, it might be bold. I don't know if it's a prediction because I'm not going to say that it will happen, but I think it would be pretty intriguing if you think about the possibility, and we were talking earlier, about trading Puig, especially if it only looks like he's going to be a platoon player in this outfield. The Dodgers have the depth. With Peterson being pretty much the everyday center fielder, they've got four other outfielders who could platoon, two lefties, two righties, and right and left field, with Ethier coming off his broken leg, Trace Thompson coming off his back injury, Scott Van Slyke after wrist surgery, and Andrew Toles, who was a rookie, and he played really well in his first couple months in the big league. So, you know, if they were going to do something bold, you know, it looks to me like their team is pretty well set, you know, outside of the hole at second base and maybe a middle reliever. But if they really wanted to shake things up or they really wanted to dangle a talented, you know, but curious player in Puig, that would be bold. And, you know, I think at some point we've talked about trading Puig for several years now, and who knows, maybe this will be the time it happens.
Yeah, that would be bold and interesting. Okay, Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you next time.
Okay, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.